Okay, as I was saying, I'm about ready to start to unfollow everyone or get rid of my Audioboo account because of the simple fact that I've got better things to do with my time than to listen to a bunch of negativity. It's bad enough that this world is negative without hearing a bunch of blind people cry around about programs that aren't free and about things that aren't free and about how they can't find work. Yes, I understand that part of it. But there is also another side to all of it. Are you really honestly trying? Now, I've changed it from the subject matter of what I was once talking about. Your attitude about, people's attitude about finding work also has to do with the type of attitude that comes from them when they walk into a place. If you walk into, let's say you want to get hired for a position. There's a lady in Las Vegas who seems to keep wanting to work for a major electronics company. Wants to work from home. That is not going to happen because in that electronics company, in that major electronics company that this person wants to work for, you've got to put in your time at the store where you can be judged by your peers to see if you are capable of handling yourself in a professional enough manner to be able to work on your own out of your home, because there's going to be no one looking over your shoulder. It's that way in every and any kind of work environment where you work from home. But when you go into a workaday world, job situation, and you want to get hired, if you go in with a negative, give me everything attitude, your prospective employers are going to see that. The interviewer is going to see that. They are going to look at you, and it doesn't matter whether you're blind or sighted. That comes across as plain as the smile or the frown on your face. And they're going to look at you, and they've already made up their mind as soon as they see you and you walk through the door. If you come off with a positive attitude and you've got